If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Okay, everybody settle. Everybody settle. Look, Tony's here. Tony Sorrentino's here, who built this studio and is the technical guru. And it's so weird, Sean, how only when we happen to mention that we have a new, young, hot executive producer, he was here at like 5 a.m.
I just heard him say,
weird, Tony.
Here's my number. Call me anytime. It's okay.
Wow. I don't believe... You know, has he given any of us his number? I don't even know how to reach you. You're like Batman. I'm like, do I call Commissioner Gordon? What do I do? Vanessa Rumbles, ladies and gentlemen.
Super flattered. That's awesome.
Yeah, all right. Hi, Yaniro. We missed you.
Hello.
How was the wedding? How's your bridezilla?
I didn't murder anyone, so it was good.
All right, fantastic. All right. People missed you. Tell you what. I have a letter for Sean. I have a letter for you. Do you have some Godfather music? Okay, Tony, don't. I know you can't talk because that microphone doesn't work. So now that Vanessa's here, how soon are we going to get that microphone fixed?
Soon.
Later?
I think I know what's wrong.
Vanessa stays late, you know, into cocktail hour. Yesterday she was overachieving. She was here till early on. I have that whiskey you like. Come on, Tony. Let's make this happen.
I know what's wrong. I did fix the microphone. The microphone was all messed up.
It's a processor, whatever, nerd.
Yeah.
When are you getting here?
Soon.
Anytime. It's whiskey, right? You like
whiskey? Scotch? Yes.
Scotch? Yeah.
Not so much.
No. The whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey. I remember.
Totally.
Okay. Listen, Yanira.
I'm good.
Yanira, Vanessa, and whiskey. Let's get this done. Let's go, toolbox. Okay, where's my Godfather music? Yeah, this one. I got to say, Sean Comiskey, look at him. He looks so innocent, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yanira,
pay attention. We got some Game of Thrones going on in here.
Whoa.
Sean, yeah.
What are you up to?
We got some Trump campaign level stuff going on.
Wow.
I'm just saying, watch your back.
Got it.
See? Look, Aaron's almost dead. I think he put polonium in his coffee. David in D.C. says, hey, Jiggles, first, I love the power move by Sean taking Aaron out at the toll booth like Sonny Corleone by pumping 7,000 bullets in him. He did. He shivved his best friend so he can go back to that job. So that's how Vanessa and Tony, and come on, you got to get, that's a play a move. Not only did he shiv his best friend and shove him out into the snow. There's no snow in L.A., but you know what I'm saying. He's at the toll booth bleeding out. And suddenly Sean is in charge of the screening process. And weirdly, a really young, hot, straight woman is our new executive producer. Damn, power move, Sean Comiskey. Oh, Aaron, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, secondly, I didn't get to see your new executive producer till this morning, but damn. Okay, her name's Vanessa. It is not damn. Seriously, you're still number one, though, on my delusional fantasy list. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Oh.
You know, there are some guys like a moldy old white woman that works in her basement.
Hey, you said moldy, not me.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
moldy.
That.
Moldy.
All right.
Come on.
Aw, Sean, I'm just kidding. You're sweet. You're a sweet little lamb.
Aaron's already left.
Aaron left the building. All right. Sorry about that. All right. As we pointed out many times, Vanessa's almost also fantastically qualified, like everybody else in here. We're very excited. Mm. So as soon as Tony gets, what do you,
he's
look at him
playing with buttons.
He's like
right
Schneider.
Now,
like, he's just, what do you need here? Let me get my tools. All right. Jim Ward may or may not be here. Still ailing. Not sure. I put the giant J up to the sky to get Jody Hamilton here early. Mm. So let's see what
Maybe
happens.
Jim will take it.
What's that? Yeah. Okay. We don't need Godfather music anymore. Your whole scheme has been uncovered. Okay. All right. Here's the good news. We have Melania.
Yes.
We have Melania sound bites. You know what's? She's going to be my new audio crack. I can tell because apparently, Sean, this is just the boys talk. This is how the boys talk. When's the boys talk? When they're 60-year-old pigs. Mm-hmm. That's how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't believe she went on. What was it? Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper and then Ainsley Earnhardt on Fox. So she did two separate interviews.
Oh yes.
And, don't forget Billy Bush. Egged her.
It's all Billy Bush's fault. Billy Bush's fault. Yeah, someone stole my line, by the way, on TV yesterday. So he's out, right? And it's at NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's not qualified to make an omelet and get drunk with Kathy and Hoda in hour three of the Today Show.
Right.
But let me just review. But Donald Trump, good to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leader of the free world.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She blamed Billy Bush, really?
Yes. Billy Bush, the media, and it's not her husband's fault. And don't feel sorry for me.
I think she's blaming the wrong Bush. Ryan. He didn't grab Billy Bush, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is really spectacular. It's all Billy Bush's fault. Yes, this, because this is the kinds of things that this different, the boys talk about.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, do you know, Howard Stern is not going to release the tapes, he said, because, mm-hmm. but he's voting for Hillary, and he also said that he's never heard... locker room talk like that. If Howard Stern says you're a pig,
he said he's been doing locker room talk for years.
Right. He goes, I've never heard
it
that.
Doesn't get like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. It's not hot like talking about touching someone without consent.
Yeah.
No.
That's not. Tony's kind of creeping me out now. Flag. Like, I'm happy he's here, but now it's like, it's good. Now, you know what? He's like Trump in the debate now. He's just like, you're like Hillary, and he's just
stalking around. He's
just stalking around.
I trust him.
Leering over you.
Look at him. Stop. Look, he's just touching knobs without consent. Look at that.
Touch these knobs.
Your daughter tweet
this
radio.
EQ.
Right? Vanessa, this is textbook harassment. He's touching Sean's knobs without...
Highly inappropriate.
Right, without even asking. Tell him, at least tell him he's pretty first. He'll shiv you. He will. All right, so we have to get to the Melania. So these are the things that the boys do.
Yeah.
Did Michelle Obama write these remarks, or did she come up with these on her own? All right, give me five. Okay, so Anderson Cooper talking about that. There we go. I can't tell what's
10 days ago, Bed Access Hollywood released that tape. I'm wondering when you first saw it, when you first heard it, what did you think?
I said to my husband that it's inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man that I know.
Really?
Oh,
bah.
Should we perhaps speculate she may not be the sharpest pencil in the box?
And you... I would have to think.
Really, you were surprised
out there that he used that same kind of language when he first saw her and was talking about her. The same,
right?
And
mm-hmm.
he doesn't.
Right,
clearly,
right.
Yeah.
Does anyone believe that? Oh, and apparently, according to Donald Trump, she starts every sentence with "darling," as most of married people do. Darling, oh darling.
It's very Zsa Zsa Gabor. Mm-hmm. Darling.
Yes. So she said. Does anyone believe that? Anybody? Anybody? Near? Anyone believe that? That's what she said.
No.
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 One might be a little more concerned about the cache. Mm-hmm. Was that inappropriate? Oh, shut your pie hole! Shut your pie hole and slather some more caviar moisturizer on Baron. I love when she just goes. We discuss this quite a bit. All this, like, I'm telling you, don't. Like when they talk about policy, we will be talking about the policy quite a bit.
Sure. The return policy at Nordstrom, I don't know. Come on.
Yeah,
they'll take back
you.
Anything.
Yes.
Take back anything.
Probably the return policy at Nordstrom is more of concern in the Trump household than.
Come on.
Darling, I have some thoughts on the NATO. They do not seem to be paying up, and I feel. Yeah, he gets all his policy from Melania. Sure he does. Okay. Mm.
And the fact that she said, you know, I sat with him and I told him, this is not appropriate.
Right.
I don't appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I bet
she scolded him. And...
She wagged her bony little supermodel finger. She just, you listen to me, mister. No more of the boys talk.
Who do you think gets more annoyed by the other one's voice? Melania or Donald?
Good one, Sean. Good. You know what? Treacherous and traitorous as you are, that was a good one. It's true. Can you imagine having to sit in that room and listen to either of them? No wonder Baron looks like he got hit with a mallet. Remember at the convention, he was just like, I don't know. I got to listen to both these voices all the time when I'm not doing the backstroke and caviar moisturizer. What do you want from me? Is that Aaron's death rattle? Are you at all concerned about the
really
noises
bad.
Emanating
I'm
from over there?
Very concerned.
I love you, Aaron. I do. Aaron's still in the family. He's going to come back and do filming. It's just shake my head sadly. All right. So, that it was sitting in their living room. Who wants to sign up for that?
No.
For cocktail hour, which he doesn't drink. That's fun. Here's something else I was thinking. So there you got that voice, and then you got, there, darling, tell me some more about the intricacies of the campaign finance reform.
Quiet, I'm trying to watch Fox.
Shut up.
It's rigged.
Oh, the TV's shut rigged. Up. Your mouth is rigged. Shut up.
Wyatt, I'm tweeting.
So he did ask her about that, right? Do you ever want to toned. Oh, because she had the nads. Oh my God, melanoma's got some balls. She goes, as social media is just, I'm not on it because it has gotten so mean. Gotten so mean. Why do you think it's? I don't let the bell and go on it because it's gotten. It's just so. I don't. The social media is not good. The bullying with the children. Your husband. Your orange. All of the husband's the one that's causing most
public
of it.
Public bully number one.
There's some things that has happened to the social media. I cannot understand what it might be.
Never mind the fact that her husband's up at 3 a.m. where he should be in bed. And so, tweeting at some woman.
Right. And so he said, you ever tell him don't. Oh, no, he's a big boy. He's to do what he wants to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Got it. Get out of here. Both of them.
She ever try that once, you think? Poke her head in at 3 a.m. Darling. Because she starts every sentence with darling. Down. Darling. Is this a thing, perhaps?
I feel like any normal wife would be like, enough. Go to bed. Yeah. Hurry up. Go to bed. Because right. You got X, do Y, it. And Z to do tomorrow.
You know
go
what?
To bed.
I tell you what, that wouldn't be happening in the Yanira Johnson administration, ladies and gentlemen. Yanira Johnson's husband. I know, he would be on the straight and narrow, right? Because if you've heard her with the callers, she was like, you, right?
Turn that light off and go to bed.
You slap enough. That thing out of his hand, wouldn't you? You'd just be like,
stop it.
Stop it.
Just knock it off.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Right. And be like, Yanira Johnson's husband will be like a puppy. No. Leave it.
Quit.
That.
Do that. It. Enough.
Gee.
Right? And that was
that'd be the whole conversation. Not actual words. Just gah! Boom. She'd be like Dr. Evil. Zip it out! Zip it! Zip it out!
One more tweet.
Don't make me call Twitter. Oh, I will call them. I will call their mom.
Please, God, let Yanira Johnson be Donald Trump's next wife.
Oh my God, imagine.
So I think Melania's packing now.
Wow.
I think she's going to be out of there like through a goose after this whole thing is over. All right, so we've only just begun. And so, we go to commercial break. We'll be back with more melanoma. Okay, I mean melancholia. Pardon me, I get that wrong.